discuss the various deis and tosos regarding the memor voshia ma'arei madam otvoso kedei shetehe behemto ocheles. Does that really mean that it's only mutter for achilas behema, achilas arai, or is it even mutter for achilas adam as well? One could argue that after all, that behemto ocheles means only achilas arai, because if you're lacking meruach and rias b'nei habayis, it's very comparable to that which is found basada, and as such, achilas keve is asur. Or when Karagi was Tosos writes to Menachos, there is indeed a fundamental difference that if you're talking about just lacking meruach and rias b'nei habayis, that's true. Right here, it did not yet occur. But in a case of machnisa b'motshela, it means it occurred inappropriately. And we even discussed the chiddush of the Rashbam, that would mean that there's never going to be a chiyuv of hafrasha. Even if a person were to take it out and allow it to re-enter, that indeed would be the case. So therefore, perhaps one could argue, if that indeed is true, that even achilas keva is considered to be mutter as well. But doesn't the Gemara mention explicitly, kedei shetehe behemto ocheles, the Tosa suggests that's part of the amasla, that's part of the harama. Now you see a person who is doing so, he's bringing the tefuah in a very unusual way into the house. And I get it, he's doing it because of Psachim Davtes, that he wants to circumvent the Dine Hafrasha. And I ask him, Hayitachin, that why are you doing that? Don't you revere the opportunity to give Matnas Guna Matnas Leviyah? And he responds, no, Kedei Shetehe Behemto Ucheles. I'm only doing so for Achilas Behema, which is Achilas Arai, which is Mutter even Basad as well, but perhaps Enachinami, that once you do this, it is Mutter even Ba'achilas Kel. So the last thing I want you to see, this was the Chidushe Haran in our sugya, where the Chidush Ram points out the following, that when Rav Hoshea says that, you know what, if you see to it, hichnisa b'moshel, and you're lacking rias b'nei habayis, it is mutter ba'achila. Rav Hoshea's intent is it's mutter even when it comes to achilas adam. No? That's mefurish in Chidush Ram that you saw. Afilu la'adam na'mishari. Mefurish. That indeed is the case. So why does it say kedei shetehe behemto ocheles, behemto ocheles? Oh, one possibility is that's his excuse. That's his amasla. Okay. The Ran writes the following chiddush: ama'arim koi. What exactly does that mean? Fascinating. No, a person is doing so. Ma'arim adam. This is a form of a harama. No, this is a legal fiction. This is a ploy, a legal fiction. Under what circumstances is a person allowed to go ahead and do so? Allowed to engage in such a haram? On what circumstance can he do so? You know what the answer is? Kedei shetehe behem tocheles. He's allowed to do this as long as the mindset, the intent, is for achilas behem. Then it is mutter. And I'll tell you a secret, that once you go ahead and do it for that reason, then afil adonamishari. But, if a person is going to tell you, you know why I'm really doing this? If this is a haram in order to allow for achilas adam, then it's considered to be usur. Our Gemara mentions ma'arim adam. Is this mutter or is this usur? Can you engage in the harama or can you not engage in the harama? How appropriate is this? You know what the answer is? If it's done for the purpose of achilas behema, okay, that's an option. But if your motivation is achilas adam, then it's considered to be osur. Wow, that was a new possibility, you know? Maybe one possibility of kedei shetehe behemto ocheles, it's only matir, achilas arai. Another possibility, you know, this is just the person's desperate excuse. I was only doing this for my animal. The chiddush Ram writes the following chiddush. If you're going to do this, you know what? You're engaging in a harama to exempt trumos and maaseros. Are you allowed to do that? Are you not allowed to do that? You know what the answer is? Kedei shetehe behem tocheles. If that's why you're doing it, kedei shetehe behem tocheles, then yes. If you're doing it for achilas adam, then it is considered to be inappropriate. Why should that make a difference? Why is that for achilas adam, then haram is aser? For achilas behem, indeed, that's considered to be mutter. The Ram doesn't fully explain. Oh, but this ties into what we discussed right shortly before Pesach. Now, when does a person have a right to engage in cases of harama? When indeed is that asr? When indeed is that mutter? When do we assume that sugya of haremus? So this is what I wanted you to discuss, because this will tie in directly with the Tosos and Avtesam and after Maskol Kedei. I had mentioned then that a couple of sugyas in Maseches Beitza, no? Beitza daf yud aleph amud beis, no? Rada barava ma'arim umalach garma. Imagine you go ahead on Yantif and you shech the behema. Oh, that's mutar l'chadchila, no? That's moleches el chanefesh. Shchitas muteres. Anyantiv, Rashi points out in Beit Sandaf Chav Gimel, that realized that, you know, if you were to shecht an animal before Yantiv, the animal would start to decay, and therefore doing it in advance was not really an option. That's why today we really don't do Shchita Anyantiv, no, because we don't go ahead and eat from the meat the day that it was shechted. We have ways of preserving, refrigeration, and the like, and in such a case, that's something we consider Efshar Mi Be'erev. Rashi contrasts, no, Beit Chav Gimel, Shchita Tetzeda. Now, Shchita has to be done before Yantiv, because otherwise everything will start to decay. But catching a fish does not have to be done Yantiv. You can confine the fish in the water before Yantiv. That's why Shchita is Muteres, and that's the mission of Chav Gimel of Ein Sadin. That's a stunning Rashi that seems to tell us the following, that you know what? I would have thought Shchita is Melechas El Chanefesh and Tzeda is Melechas El Chanefesh. What's the difference in shechting an animal and catching a fish? No? Oh, so you know what Rashi writes? The difference is Efshar Efshar Mi Bod Yom. Wow. Poshep Shat, that's a Din D'Araisa. That even if it's Melechas El Chanefesh, if you could have done so Mi Bod Yom, you're not allowed to do so on Yantiv. So Shchita, you can't do Mi Bod Yom because everything's going to start to decay. Hashenki, when it comes to Tzeda, since it's Efshar Mi Bod Yom, it's forbidden Mi D'Araisa on Yantiv. That's a pretty stunning Kiddush, no? That even when it comes to Ochel Nefesh, there's a difference between Efshar, Re'efshar Mibod Yom. If I were to summarize that in one word, you know what the one word would be? Dechuya. Dechuya. No? Dechuya means only if it's E'efshar L'kayim Shnehem. That means Melechas Ochel Nefesh is Dechuya Yantif. So how necessary is it? If you do it before, you must do it before. That's Rashi Shita against the Shita of many, many Rishonim. Okay, but you know what? So you can do your Shita Anyantif. Ah, Melechas Ochel Nefesh. You're going to have, maybe literally, you know, a ton of meat, no? Now what? How much are you going to eat, no? We discussed this before, no? Even today's scale, no? 72-ounce steak, no? You're going to hit the limit at some point, no? Don't put in parentheses for two, okay. You know, how much can you eat of this large, you know what? So everything's going to start to rot. Osro, Adab Rabba said the following, Ma'ari. Umalach garma. Ma'arim umalach garma. You know what? Why don't you go ahead and salt this piece of meat for the purpose of achila? And then you know what? Not this one. Not this cut. That cut. Not that cut. This cut. And all of a sudden, in the course of doing so, you can salt significantly. The Gemara calls that a harama. It's a harama, no? Because if he'd asked Ravada Barava, you know what? He kind of knew going in that this is what he's going to have, this is what he's not going to have, but it was a way of allowing an abundance of melicha. So the Gemara says, you know what? Ma'arim umalach garma. Wow. So that's a case of a harama, where a person can go ahead and do something to prepare, to process, even though he kind of knows that this is not really being done for the purpose of ochel nefesh. And if you look at the Gemara Beitza daf, later daf lamed zayin, the Gemara quotes a brisa of oso vespino shenaf labar. You have, let's assume, a mother and a levad who they fall into a bor on Yantif, and you know what? I see that the mother is there, and the child animal is there, and both animals are struggling. Oh, so Rabbi Yeshua says the following, you know what? Males harishon, you know what? Why don't you hoist animal one up out of the bor? Are you allowed to do that? To mishtamish bebehema on Yantif, to go ahead and hoist this animal out of a bor? Rabbi Yeshua says, amanas l'shochto, do it for the purpose of shechita. For the purpose of Shchita, of course, you can be Mishtamish Bemehema. And Shchita is Muteres and Yantiv. And guess what? So do that. Mala Sarish Amanas L'Shochto, guess what? Ve'eno Shochto. And you know what? Change your mind. And say, you know what? I'm not going to use the mother. Let me use the younger one. And then, V'chozer Uma'arim Umala Hasheni. And that could be a way of getting both animals out. That's another example of that which is a harama. No? That which is a harama. Well, and if you look at the Gemara in Shabbos and Daf Kuf Lamed Tes Amud Beis, the Gemara tells you an unusual story regarding Rav Huna Bar Chivan or Rav Huna Bar Chalvan, two Gersos in the Gemara. right? Azov and Naim b'mavro. You know, he wanted to go to the other side of the river. So you know what he kind of did? He just went to sit in the boat and pretended to fall asleep. And you know what happened? All of a sudden, the boat left. No? He kind of knew the boat was going to leave. No? And over the al-Girsa, he went to the other side, and Nisir Peiri, he was able to do what he had to do on the other side of the riverbank. No? So that's an interesting Chiddush. No? So the Gemara says the following, that Amar Lahu, Rav Ashi said to him, right, after all that, you know, isn't this a ploy? Isn't this like a trickery to be able to do that? You're pretending that this happened somehow without your awareness, when indeed it did. Harama de kamrat. Oh, number one, harama de rabbanani. And vitsurba mi rabbanan laslam evid lachatchila. Well, you know what? This is not a dindaraisa. This issue of, you know, just going from this side of the bank to that side of the bank, that's only an issue to rabbanan. And even furthermore, vitsurba mi rabbanan laslam evid lachatchila. And you know what? When it comes, wow, an interesting chiddush to certain dinim drabana, you know what? A Talmud Chacham, technically speaking, sounds a great chiddush now, can somehow violate that din drabana. There's certain dinim drabana, but if a person is a tsur mebe drabana, lo mevelas lechatchi, he's not going to end up violating this. Wow, sometimes, we have to be careful, no? You know what? Everybody's going to see this Talmud Chacham doing this, you know? And they may end up doing it, no? They may end up doing it. That's part of, Maris Ayin has two halves to it, no? First, the Vaychik is to comment. Maris Ayin is an Isra of Lashon Hara and Isra Lif Nevir, no? It's a Lashon Hara because I see this guy's doing something and it looks terrible. So you know what? I'm going to think that guy, he's an Avarian, he's a Balavera. Look at this guy, no? So maybe a person would say the following, let him think whatever he wants to think. Why do I care? You know what the answer is? You have to care. A person has to be concerned about his reputation. V'yisim Hashem Yisrael. He has to care. When the Chafetz Chaim has that deal of to what extent Lashon Hara regarding yourself, Rav Soloveitchik once responded, that's part of Lifnei Iver. You can't put yourself in a compromised position because people will think you're doing something wrong and they will think less of you. And if your answer is going to be, let them think whatever they want, no, that's v'yisim nikim Hashem Yisrael. You don't have a right to do that. You don't have a right to do that. You can't do things that have a perception of that which is wrong. No? You have two doors, right? You have to have a Ner Chanukah, a position to both. Because a person will be choshed you that your door is well at Ner Chanukah. I don't have the luxury of saying, let them think whatever they want. No, v'yisim nikim Hashem Yisrael. That's one half of Maris Ayin. You know what another half of Maris Ayin is? Chas v'shalom. A person thinks the world of you. And he sees that you're going to do it. He's going to do it. No, but you know what? You did it this way. And you skirted this, sir. But he's going to do it that one. Violated his, sir. So you know what? Your performance is mamish lifnei iver. What you're doing is causing him to violate an avera. So really there are two halves. Maybe one is what the Gemara calls Maris Ayin. That's part two. And part one is what the Gemara often calls chshad. Chshad. No, it's not that if a person has two doorways, he doesn't put the Ner Chanukah, I'm going to think there's no mitzvah of Ner Chanukah. I know there's a mitzvah of Ner Chanukah, but I'm going to think he, right, is a yatz. No, so of that, you have to be careful that you're not allowed to do. Now that's v'yisim ikim, Hashem Yisrael. Right, when they would go and do the Trumas HaDeshen, the Trumas HaLishka, you can't wear one of those shoplifter coats. No, that's the case of the Mishnah. No? You're wearing a coat with all these pockets? Why are you wearing this big, bulky coat with the pockets? Probably because you're not allowed to wear such a coat, even if you're squeaky clean honest, because a person could be choshi, not that gezel is mutter, but they'll think you're a gazlan, and that indeed you cannot do. So the Gemara says, fascinating, when it comes to, you have to know the cases, certain isuri drabana, you know what, the concern of the isuri drabana is people will end up doing the wrong thing, and if a Talmud Chacham is confident he can do it, but he has to do it in a way that there's no false perception because of the Maris Ayin issue, no? Because of Lifnei Iver. Oh, so you know what? So if it's done like Al Yedei Harama, in such a case, there's no false perception. Maybe technically, that's why that Gemara said that indeed was Mutter. So Harama Derabanan, Vitzurba Ben Lasta Mebe Lechatchila, but you can't just go on the boat. You have to do it in such a way that it looked like you fell asleep. So that the bystander is going to say, you know what, he slept and all of a sudden they went off. No, as opposed to a person saying, I'm confident. That's an important chiddush, you know. Those are like three examples of harama. there is just a Mordechai, and that's again Maseches Beitz and Daf Yud Aleph. It's no Tav Resh Nun Vav, where the Mordechai writes the following thing, that, you know, all these cases, he quotes a Yesh Omrim, Lo Sharinan Harama Bishum Iser Elul Tzur Meirabam. Wow. He writes, that's true of every case of Harama. You have to be like a steep, steep Talmid Chacham. No? It's not true for the Hamon Am. That's explicit in Shabbos Kuflametes. And Beitz Adaf Yer Aleph Mabez Rav Adda Bar Ava Ma'ari Mumarok Garangama. The Mordechai says that's the rule. All these cases of Rama should only be done by, you know, an outstanding Talmud Chacham who can weigh all these factors. And that's against the Rush. The Rush writes in Shabbos, in Perachaf, right, in Simen Hay, that's the Gemara, Kuflam Atestum Adayz, that the Rush just writes the stunning comment that Lo Kol Harama B'Mili Drabanan Shavin. Not every Harama is equal. You have to know case by case by case, which is not simple. Masar HaDavar L'Chachamim. Sometimes the Chachamim said Harama is mutter for everyone. For everyone. And sometimes the Gemara says Harama is only mutter for a Talmud Chacham. That's Shabbos Kuflametes. And sometimes the Rush writes Harama is absolutely forbidden. Absolutely forbidden. What's an example of that? The Rush quotes the Gemara Beitz and Daf Yud Zayin Mabez. A person who, for whatever reason, didn't lay an Erev Tavshin. Didn't lay an Erev Tavshin. So you know what? He can't go ahead and do malacha or hachana on a yantif for Shabbos. But you know what? He can cook something for yantif. That's olcha nefesh. And if something is left over, he can use it for Shabbos. No? Erev Tavshilin would allow you to go ahead and do malacha on yantif for Shabbos. He didn't lay an Erev Tavshilin, but you know what? You can do certain cooking on yantif. So that which you cook on yantif, you can go ahead and use for Shabbos. Yeah, but that Gemara tells us explicitly, Ubilvad Shalo Yarim. But Haram is Asr. You can't just go ahead and cook and cook and cook and cook on Yantif, claiming that everything that you're doing is for the purpose of Shabbos. That the Rush is a case where Haram is considered to be forbidden. So the Rush writes, you have to realize in the Sugi of Rama, you have to be very, very careful. Very, very careful. Sometimes it's Asr, sometimes it's Mutter, and sometimes, you know what? It's Asr for the Hamonam, and it's Mutter for a Talmud Chacham. Well, important. These are the sugyas. What's the tzad hashava shavahem? Of all of these sugyas, you know what the answer is? They're all Yisurei Drabanan. They're all Yisurei Drabanan. Ma'ari wa'malach garma garma. That's an Isser Drabanan. Now that's an Isser. Salting meats. Salting meat to preserve the meat is ma'abed, molcho, ma'abdo, like tanning skins. Yeah, but ain ibud ba'ochlin, that's only an Isser Drabanan. Tanning skins is a malach on Shabbos. But salting foods is only an Isser Drabanan. Andaf lamed zayin, bimishtamesh lebehema, that's an Isser Drabanan. That's an Isser Drabanan. Cooking without an Erev Tashilin, an Isser Drabanan. An Isser Drabanan. Midaraisi, either whole or tzarchi Shabbos nasim biyantiv. These are all Isurei Drabanan. Wow, that's an important Tahara. Which leads to the possibility as follows, that Harama is not such a simple sugya. You have to know when we allow, when we don't allow, when it's allowed for everyone, when it's allowed only for Tzur Mirabanan. But one thing is clear, the starting point is you're dealing with an Issa Drabanan. If you're dealing with an Issa Daraisa, forget it. There's no possibility whatsoever of any reliance on a haram in any shape or form. If you're only dealing with an Isser Drabanan, and the nature of an Isser Drabanan, let's say, is a Shemayavo, so maybe there can be cases where, you know what, if I can somehow couch that perception of the Shemayavo, maybe we're going to say that indeed is okay. All right? So that is what the Nesivos quotes in Makor Chaim, in Simen, Tav Mem Ches if Kot Nir Aleph, that what about Mechiras Chametz? What about Mechiras Chametz? And he quotes the Tvo Ashor that writes exactly this point, that all of this is very, very valid as long as the problem that you're solving is drabanan. You're trying to avoid that which would only be a din drabanan. And Imamish quotes the Gemara in Shabbos Kuflametes, now that drabanan, harama drabanan. When you're dealing in this drabanan, certainly, indeed is true. So if you're dealing with a type of chametz that there's really no bal yiron by matzian level derais, you're only talking about derabanan. Okay, now you can talk about, right, a harama al yedei mechira. I understand that's true. But if you're talking about that which is really a din deraisa, bal yiron by matzian level of deraisa, let's say chametz gamur, in such a case, then there's no possibility of a harama in any shape or form. He just quotes all these gemaras that, you know what, harama bidrabanan. But not when you're dealing with anything which is a din daraisa. And take a look at that discussion. The fact that midaraisa bitul ba masagi, how does that play in? No, because what's covered by bitul? What's covered by the mechira? You know what exactly? You go ahead and sell your chametz, and I seize it. No, and I seize it because. Well, you were mafkir your chametz. You were mafkir your chametz. Tosas says, now I seize it. Maybe you're going to respond and say, I wasn't mafkir this. I was intending to sell to the guy to leave my rishus. I was kind of mafkir that. You know, all these things that I didn't quite. You know, but this, I was selling to the guy, which could worsen things in the sense that that really means what's at stake is barba matzayin a level of daraisa, not mi daraisa bit ba masagi. In which case, maybe the harama would not work. Wow. So that's a chumrah that some have it, for sure, the Arafraim, that you know what? Harama is a din only relevant when it comes to a din drabanan. And that's what the Nesivus takes issue with in Makar Chaim, where the Nesivus writes the following, that wait a second, there's a big difference between every single case that we mentioned, as opposed to a case, let's say, of a Mechiras Chametz. You know, because when you deal with the case of a harama, there are different types of harama. You know what? There's certain haramas, as I described it, is the what question, and there's certain cases of harama, which is the why question. Now, the what as opposed to the why. When you deal with the cases I mentioned, now, Rav Avda bar Abba, Ma'arama Garma, what was he doing? You know what he was doing? He was preserving meat, anyantiv, for chol. No? That's what he was doing. But you know what? He couched it as though it was needed from Melechus Elcha Nefesh. But if I ask you, what was he doing? You know what the answer was? What he was doing was a Melechus Aveira. What he was doing, the starting point, the default, step one, is that should be Yaseh. Rabbi Yeshua's case of Oso Vespano. When a person hoists animal out one, knowing that he's, you know, going to say, oh, now I'm not going to use it, I'm going to hoist animals. You know what he was doing? He was being mishtamish b'behema. And the same thing when it comes to Sugin Shabbos Koflamites, they were doing that which is forbidden, mitramanan, to have the boat take you from this shore to that shore. Elamai, you couch the perception. Oh, so one thing is clear. Such a harama, where what you're doing is aser, you just kind of create an impression that I was doing something else, clearly, that will never be allowed. You're dealing with something that really is inisa daraisa. That's only possible when it comes to certain dinim drabanan. In all three of those cases that I mentioned, clearly what's being done on its face is wrong, and the allowance for any type of harama because of extenuating circumstance, that only applies to a din drabanan. Isn't that very different from other cases? Let's say mechiras chametz, or let's say a mishnah ma'aser sheni, dalad, or let's say psachim daftes. No? That's not a haram in the what question. That's a haram in the why question. The bottom line is, Sachem Daftes, is that, you know what? The Tfuah is entering the house without Meiruach and Rias Panei Abayis. Guess what? So, Midaraisa, there's no Chiyuv. Either it's not Tevel, not Achilas Ke, there's no Chiyuv. When we say Ma'arem Adam, what do you mean it's a harama? That's the why. Why are you doing this? Why are you doing this? It works, but why are you doing it? The answer is, okay, whatever, because I'm cheap. Or Kadesh Abayim Tocheles, I don't want to give Chumas and Maisros. But all that is the why question. But the what question? The bottom line is that which you've done, you've avoided Rias Panei Habayis, there is no Chiyuv. That's a very different type of haram entirely. No? The Mishnah of Maaser Sheni and Dala Dala talks about the following. If I'm podem, I own Maaser Sheni, I have to add 25% of Chomesh. But you know what? I know that I can facilitate the pidyon in a way that I'll be exempted from a Chomesh. You know, I can see to it as follows. You only chayiv in Chomesh if you're podem, you're Maaser Sheni. You're Maaser Sheni. Guess what? If I be makna the Maaser Sheni to someone else, or I'll wink to my friend, guess what? You be podem. You be podem. We're going to exempt ourselves from the Tosefes Chomesh. That's really true. Why is that considered to be a harama? You know what the harama is? It's a harama in the why question, not the what question. Why in the world are you being makne or Maaser Sheni to this guy? You know what the answer is? Because if I'm poda, I have to have a chomesh. And if I'm makne tim and then I'm poda, I don't have to have a chomesh. Because the Baal HaPeros is not doing the pinyon. But the bottom line is that when I'm makne to him, I'm makne to him kedasu kedin, that the peros really belong to him. You know what? That's our Rama in the why question. So that's a very, very heavy issue. Our Rama in the what question, obviously, that's only true when it comes to certain select dinim drabanan, where if there is a shas hadchak, the chame have a right to say heimamru veheimamru. You know what? You can do this because the shas hadchak, whatever the shas hadchak is, you know, the fact that everything is going to decay, the fact that the animal is suffering, but couch it in such a way as it looks like it's Dvarma Matarma, Dvarma Asurim. That possible argument that this is Usur, but the Shas Hadchak is Matir, but do it in such a way that you won't need to Amarisayin, okay, that's what he didn't. But here, the Kinyan is absolutely Chal. The Chametz really belongs to the guy. The guy can do whatever he wants with it. And if all of a sudden the Chametz kind of somehow combusts, the guy's going to be chayiv to pay the Yisrael. The guy's going to be chayiv to pay the Yisrael. At Mechiras Chametz, this last Pesach, we sold regular Chametz, even though it amounted to millions of dollars. There was one person there that was selling like corporations Chametz that amounted to huge amounts. You know, so they kind of mentioned quickly, of course, the guy you're responsible and he did not want to be so responsible for all the Yukra Vizula. You know, like all of a sudden the whole place goes bust, you know? The whole place combusts. So there's a fire, no? And guess what? He's on the hook for millions of dollars. He's on the hook for millions of dollars. No, he started to push back a little bit. No, like he has an achrayus for millions. Because if you have any share, you have any nichle v'kiyuma, that's a problem. That's a problem indeed, no? So there was a major discussion about what exactly that meant in terms of his Kabbalah Sachrayas, if indeed that would happen. It wouldn't even simply be such a, I don't think it's ever been tested, no? But that would be a fancy, like, insurance claim, no? Where the owner of the factory will put in a claim, and his firm lawyer is going to say, but it wasn't yours at the time of the, belonged to the guy, no, and it was not covered by the policy. It's not, you sold it. This is not your, and that's not so simple, no? But whether even insurance would be able to recoup that type of thing. The point, though, is the mechir is a binding mechira. It's a binding mechira. It's absolutely binding. And Maaser Sheni, I'm makna either the most, the peiros to him, b'leiv shalem. So that's the chiddush of the nesivus, that if it really works, it works. If it really works, there you're going to say that, oh, d'rabanan. When the Gemara says this only works on a din d'rabanan, it's referring to the weakest form of harama, where bottom line is what you're doing is asr. Oh, but there's a shas hadchak, but let's cover the perception. Okay, but that we're not covering the perception in Maaser Sheni or Mechiras Chametz. It really means there's no Baal Yerama Matzeh in any shape or form. You know what the difficulty with this, the Nesivus points out, is as follows. That's a magnificent distinction. But the Nesivus there points out, when you look in the Yerushalmi and Maaser Sheni and Dalet Gimel, you know what? The Yerushalmi is bothered by this. V'lama ma'arim al-maiser sheni. Why all of a sudden do we say, you know, ma'arim al-maiser tfoso, and be makna the payros to this person to avoid the Tosefes Chomesh? You know what? I would have said, because it works. That's not what the Yerushalmi says. The Yerushalmi says, mipnei shekasa bo bracha. Because when it comes to Maaser Sheni, the Torah says, ki avarechecha Hashem Elokecha. So you know what? It's okay when it comes to Maaser Sheni to save yourself from a chomesh. Because the Torah tells us, like, ksiv be bracha. You know what it sounds like? You need a pasuk to tell you that that's okay. So why do you need a pasuk in the sense that if this is a harama that really works, the reason that this can be done is because it really works. Oh, so the Nesivos writes the following Torah, it's also beautiful, that you know what, wait a second. When it comes to pidyon ayyadei chomesh, that's a mitzvah of pidyon ayyadei chomesh. When it comes to something barayam by matzeh, that's an isser. Avoiding an isser, oh good, that's what we like to do, avoid an isser. But to set up a situation when you're avoiding a mitzvah, we don't like to do that, no? We discussed that in Daf Gimel. So that's why he writes that in Gzeiras HaKasa when it comes to Maaser Sheni. Because even though the Mechir is absolutely Chal, but at the end of the day, you're avoiding Pidyon Al Yedei Chomesh. And that's a mitzvah of Pidyon Al Yedei Chomesh. That requires like Gzeiras HaKasa. Mashenkin, if you're talking about Barayam Bay Matzeh, or our case in the Gemara, Daf Tes, maybe that works, even when it comes to a Din Darais as well. So, in a nutshell, right? That's the fascinating diyun in terms of reliance Saharama when it comes to that which is Darais. That which is Darais. What's the problem? What exactly is the problem? And what indeed is my solution? My solution. So, you know what? If I wouldn't engage in Argamara. If I wouldn't do this harama, guess what? This would really become tevel, no? You'd have meruach, you'd have reyes pen habayis, and this would be tevel. And if it's tevel, you cannot eat it. Okay. So I'm going to do this harama, machnis avotshala, to avoid what otherwise would be an iser, no? If we'd enter the house appropriately, miruach miyas tani habayis, achil would be asura. So I'm going to go ahead and use this harama that achil should be moteres. Is this an example of harama regarding a din daraisa, or is this an example of harama regarding a din darabana? No. Is this a harama for a din daraisa? Is this a din darabana? You know what? If I would do what I normally do properly. Meruach, Riyas Mehabayis, everybody gives us Tevel. It's Tevel, it's forbidden. No, it's forbidden. So I'm going to do this kunz to avoid that Isser. What is that Isser? What is that Isser? Achilas Tevel. Achilas Tevel. Is that Dar? Of course that's Daraisa, no? But. No, but. Tosus now is bothered. No, Tosus not bothered. Kadesh Advem Achilas. You're eating tevel. You're eating tevel as an issa daraisa. No? That's an issa daraisa. What are you doing here exactly? Kadei shetev em to ocheles. Since when are you not allowed to give tevel to your animal? You really mean to say that what tevel is usur bahana? Chametz is asur bana. I can't eat it. I can't feed my animal. I understand that. No? What about tevel? Tevel. Tevel is asur b'achilas adam. I understand. My giving tevel to the animal. What tevel is asur? Why exactly is that true? No? Tosis is bothered. Temelari. Tevel is not asur bana. So my shnami shar hana deshari. No one's seen the tevel is asur b'hana. So what do you mean? You're engaging in a harama because otherwise this is asur. What's the isur? If it's achilas adam, that's an isur daraisa. If it's achilas behema, why is it asur at all? Why is it asur? That's Tosus's discussion, no? So you saw, so Tosa says, no, there is an Isser. Tosus quotes the sugya in Shabbos and Daf Chavav. You know what? There is a Brais that tells us the following. That let's assume, for example, you have Tevel. Tevel, let's say that's Tame. Right? The Brais says that Ein Madlikin B'Tevel Tame. You can't go ahead and just burn Tevel that's Tame. Not B'Chol and obviously not B'Shabbos. Where do you see that that's true? What do you see indeed that that's true? That Ein Madlikin B'Tevel Tame? What's the makar? But Tevel's Aser Bahana? Where do you see that's true? Oh, so the Gemara quotes the following. When you look in the Midbar Yurches, the Torah says the following. No? Mishmeres Trumosai. Mishmeres Trumosai. Trumosai is B'loshen Rabbi, no? B'shtei Trumos HaKosuv Medaber. What does that mean? There's mishmeres, there's a requirement of shmira regarding truma. And truma is written b'loshen rabim, meaning this applies to all truma, achash truma tahora, v'achash truma tameya. Whether it's truma tahora, whether there's truma tameya, there's halacha of mishmeres. You have to safeguard. Shimur indeed is necessary. So what exactly does that mean? So ma truma tahora. What normally you do with Truma Torah? You eat it, no? So, Ein l'chaba, el mishas harama ve'elech. When do you eat Truma? After your mafrish, now the queen can go and eat Truma. Kodem hafrasha, it's osur b'achila. So you're mafrish, and then you can utilize the Truma Torah. Ah, the same thing is true when it comes to Truma Tameya. Truma Tameya can use for the purpose of Srefa. It can be used for the purpose of Hasaka, but Ein Lacha Ela Mishas Harama Ve'elech. Harama Ve'elech. Just like you have to be Mafrish Truma in order to use it, you can't use it as Tevel. You're Mafrish Truma to eat the Truma Tahora. You have to be Mafrish in order to utilize the Truma Tamea. That's exactly what the Torah tells us, Mishmeres Trumosai. That just like Achilas Truma is obviously only Mishas Harama Ve'elech, even Hasaka with Truma Tameya is Mishas Harama Ve'elech. And not before Hafrasha. Not before Hafrasha. When it is Tevel, you cannot do this. When it's Tevel, you cannot eat it. And if it's Tevel, even if it's all Tome, you cannot burn it. No? So you see that there's a limitation of Tevel, aside from Achila. Tevel cannot be eaten if it's Tahora, and Tevel cannot be used for the purpose of Hasaka if it's that which is Tameh. That's exactly Shabbos Chafav. Ein Madlikin B'Tevel Tameh. Ein Madlikin B'Tevel Tameh. What do you call this? Oh, so Tosus writes something stunning. Now, you know what you see from here? That there's an Isser regarding Tevel of Hana Shel Kilui. That's what Tosus says. Hana shel kilui. You cannot go ahead and eat Tevel, and you cannot go ahead and be mechala, destroy the Tevel. Wow. Even if it's technically not isuri hana, but hana shel kilui is indeed asay. Hana shel kilui is asay. Wow. Okay, so that's fascinating. If I go ahead and I eat Tevel, I'm violating Issa Daraisa. If I were to go in to give Tevel to my animal, what is that called? That's called Hana Shel Kilui. Hana Shel Kilui. Okay. So, Achila Zasa and a certain grade of Hana Zasa, Hana Shel Kilui. So I'll ask you a very simple question. Achila is Asura Midaraisa. This drush of the Gemara, Mishmeres Trumosai, Hana shel kilui, that also is asur. Is that a din d'araisa or is that a din d'araisa? Is hana shel kilui a din d'araisa or a din d'araisa? Wow. So if I go ahead and I eat my tevel, that's mamish lav d'araisa. But I go ahead and I take this tevel and I give it to the animal. I'm not violating nisra achila. I'm violating nisra of hana shel kilui based on a pasuk of b'midr yurches of mishmeres trumosa. Is that a drasha d'araisa, or is that only an asmachta? Is that a drasha d'araisa, or is that only an asmachta? So I wanted you to see, the Rash writes, right, in the end of Maseches Trumos, in Perek Yud Aleph Mishneh Tes, that this whole drasha that Tosfos quotes, Shabbos Daf Chaf Vav, is only an Issa d'Rabbanan. It's only an Issa d'Rabbanan. Tevel is asura ba'achila midaraisa, that's clear. But hana shel kili zoyna smach, that's an Issa d'Rabbanan. It's an Issa d'Rabbanan. The Mishnah Melech writes, we'll soon see. The Mishnah Melech writes, that's found in Hilchos Trumos, Beis Yudalit, that it is mashma from Tosus, that hana shel kili is a dindaraisa. This drasha that Tosus says, this is a dindaraisa. Tosus does not seem to be treating it as a dindarabanan, and we'll see Tosus a little bit later on, even more mafurish, as being a dindarabanan, as being a dindaraisa. Machlokas Rishonim. Machlokas Rishonim. That's pretty fascinating. So achilas tevel is forbidden midaraisa, and hanashal kili of tevel is an issa d'rabbanan, mafurish in the rash. Mafurish in the rash. No, but I will tell you is the following. That's the hidden secret to the Chiddush Eran. That's the hidden secret to the Chiddush Eran. You know what? That clearly, clearly, what Rav Oshi is telling us is like Arama. It's Arama. Ma'arem Arama Tfuaso. And the Ran is assuming every case of Arama, every case of Arama, let's put in parentheses, even the Arama that works. Ooh, I'll tell you like the, ooh. The Yad Ephraim. And the dais that the Nesivos quotes. Wow. Even a harama that works is forbidden when you're dealing with harama to avoid it in Daraisa. So a person is going ahead and now seeing to it that you avoid Miruach Riyas Pnei Abayis. Clearly a case of Aharama. Are you allowed to rely on Aharama that works to circumvent an Issa? You know what the Chiddush Eran assumes? If you're dealing with that which would be forbidden midaraisa, no. If you're dealing with that which is only an Issa d'Rabbanan, then absolutely yes. Now, ooh, the Rash. Tevel is osa midaraisa b'achilas adam. But the Issa rav achilas behema is hanash al kilui. And Hanash Shel Kilui, Mishmeresh Tremosai, is only in Asmachta. Oh, so that's the Chiddush that the Ran writes. You know? One can rely on the Harama to avoid an Issa d'Rabbanan, but not when it comes to a Din d'Araisa. So, you know, when I see a person is going ahead and Machnisa Mochila, avoiding Ruach Nes Habayis, you know what is going to be critical? Why are you doing this? Are you doing this in order that you should eat, which is Ahurama to what otherwise would be Nisa Daraisa? Or are you only doing it for Achilas Behema, which is Hanash Shel Kilui, that the Rash writes, and that's the Chiddush of the Ran, is only a Din Drabanan. If it's only a Din Drabanan, then Maramadam. Kadesha Tehe Behemto Ocheles. The Ran tells us the secret. Once you do this, and you don't have Miruch Riyas Rabbayis, guess what? It's going to be Mutra Bachilas Adam as well. Because if it's not Tevel, it's not Tevel. But the why question, why are you doing so? That's pretty critical. If it's Arama to avoid what otherwise would be an Issa d'Araisa, then absolutely not. If you're talking about what otherwise would be a Din d'Rabbanan, then yes, I'll add this to the list of a case of Arama to avoid what otherwise would be right, a Din d'Rabbanan. Wow. And this is Mufurish Machlokas Rishon, this case of Hanash Al Kilui. So I'll tell you the following. When you look at the Mishnah, the very end of Maseches Trumos, that Rash was on Mishneh Tes. No, but take a look at the Mishnah, Perek Yud Aleph Mishneh Yud, Mishneh Yud. There the Mishnah tells us the following. If you have Shemen Sreifa, Shemen Sreifa, Shemen Sreifa is Truma Temeya, Truma Temeya. So being Soreif, Truma Temeya, it is like utilizing Truma Tahor. In other words, that just like Truma Tahora is only allowed for the Kohen, so you know what? If you have Truma Temeya and it's Sreifa, the Hana that you get at the time of the Sreifa is only Mutter the Kohen, but it's also the Zar. Just like achilas truma is only lekohen, so any hana that you get in hana shel kilui would only be muteris lekohen. Wow. Okay. So the Mishnah tells us the following: you have truma tameya. That's called shemen sreifa. Oh. So the Mishnah tells us the following: madlikin shemen sreifa, bebatei knesias, ubebatei midrashos. You're allowed to go ahead and to use shemen sreifa to burn, to illuminate a shul, to illuminate the base medrash, to provide light for walkways, a mavui, or va'al gabe hacholin, or if it's necessary to service a cholin. You're allowed to go ahead and burn shemen sreifa, Truma Tameya, for Sarchi Rabim, Shul, Abes Medrash, Mavos, or even for the Tzorach of Yachid, who is a Chola. And there's a qualification. The Mishnah says this is true when? Birshus Kohen. As long as the Kohen like grants you the license to do so. I guess, Birshus HaKohen grants you the license to do so. So take a look there, take a look at the Yerushalmi, take a look at the Rambam, Ochos Trumas, Yin Aleph Yud Ches. Batei Knesios, Batei Midrashos, cases of the Mavoi, and the Chola. There's a difference in the first three and the last one, no? The first three are Tzarchi Rabbi. Last one is Tzorech of Yachid Uzechol. Okay. Guess what? The Mishnah now concludes. Is Birshus Kohen going on all four? Or is Birshus Kohen only going on the last one? Why should I distinguish? Because 1, 2, and 3 are Tzorech Rabbim. 1, 2, and 3 are Tzorech Rabbim. 4 is the Tzorech of Yachid. So take a look at the Rambam. That's how the Rambam presents it. That you can go ahead and burn Shemen Sreifa, Truma Tameya, for 1, 2, and 3, done. But if you're doing it for the purpose of a chola, a yachid, that, you know, you have to be granted the rishus of the kohen. The rishus, what exactly does that mean? So Pashup Shat Ramam as follows. Hanashel Kili is only Nesidraba. So this case of Tevel and Al-Truma Tameya, Hanash Shel Kli is only forbidden to Rabbanah. Oh, so I'm going to tell you the following. Then you know what? So if it's Letzorech Rabbim, this is an Issud Rabbanon, it's not so unusual to be matter an Issud Rabbanon Letzorech Rabbim. So therefore, yeah, the Mishnah says, if it's for the Shul, for the Beis Medrash, for the Mavui, that's okay. If you're dealing with the Letzorech of Yachid, that is only allowed if it's Birshus HaKohen. Hoshav Shat Rambam, like the Rash, that Hanash Shel Kili is only an Isser, Derabanan. We're going to be matched to the Isser Derabanan Letzorech HaRabim. And that's why, but if Letzorech Chole, you know what? So therefore, let's at least get the permission of the Kohen to go ahead and, okay. Now, Tosus Simsachim Daf Lamedal. Tosus Mitzachin Lamadal Ramasal Mechamin disagrees and says not true. Birshus HaKohen is referring to all four cases. In order to go ahead and to do this, to benefit from Shemin Sreifa, it has to be Birshus HaKohen. There's no allowance of, oh, it's for the Tzorech of the Tzibur, and therefore it's Mutter. That's not true. So therefore, 1, 2, 3, 4, all of that is only if it's Birshus HaKohen. There's no heter of Tzorech Rabbim. Why is no heter of Tzorech Rabbim? That's Poshim Shalom Mishnah Melech writes. It's Mashmak Matosos that this really is in Issa Daraisa. And the fact that it's the Tzorech Rabbim is not going to be Matir. So therefore, whatever the case is, a Shul, a Beis Medrash, a Mavli, a Chola, it's only going to be allowed, you know, but if this is really Nisa Daraisa, that, you know what, Tevel is forbidden Midraisa Nashal Kili. And a zar, midaraisa, cannot be nene from shemen sreifa. So what do you mean b'rishus ha-kohen? So the kohen says it's okay. What in the world is okay? No? The kohen says it's okay. Who in the world is the kohen? No? Don't worry about it. Don't worry about it. No? What do you mean don't worry about it? How can the kohen say don't worry about it? How can he say don't worry about it? So guess what? Tosus interprets b'rishus ha-kohen differently. No? It doesn't mean with the permission of the kohen. Permission of the kohen to do what? It's okay to violate the saver. I won't tell anyone. The permission of the kohen. No, no. You know what b'rishus ha-kohen means? Tosus writes, unbelievable. Sheyesh sam kohen. Sheyesh sam kohen. It means you're allowed to utilize all these things as long as it's done to service the kohen. As long as it's done to service the kohen. Because the kohen is allowed to be nene from the shemen sreifa. And you know what the chiddush of the Mishnah is? Now the phrase which is used, no? Ner le'echad ner le'meah. No? If a kohen goes there and needs light, and he lights something because he will benefit from that, I can't be nene from the light. What do you mean? The light that is necessary for the kohen, it's the same there for the kohen as it is for the tzibur. So guess what? The shul is dark. As long as there's a kohanim in the shul, that need that service, and you'll light it up for that purpose. So therefore, that is what is meant by Birshus Kohen. It's not a heter of Tzarchei Tzibur. It's that it's only mutter for the Kohen, but on the coattails of the Kohen, the Tzibur can be nene. Because the phrase, Ner Lechad, Ner Lemeah. When you light one candle to another, it's not that, you know what, the first candle is diminished. But rather, what do you mean? You know, it's fancy machlokas Rishonim already, no? Whatever Yisachar Zvulun means, no? That ourself is not so simple, no? But does it really mean? Does it really mean that, you know what, I am giving up half of my schar and he is receiving? Or is there this concept of I am sharing, but guess what? It's not diminished. A ner lecha, ner lemeya. No? You're piggybacking off of a schus, but you know what? Woo, it morphs, it expands. That's kind of fascinating, no? So that's what Mishnah Melech writes. This whole deal in Tosus seems to be assuming Hanashal Kilis, Nisidaraisa. And that's why Tosus is not willing to assume that, you know, it's just obviously Mutu Letzarach Rabin. It's not Mutu Letzarach Rabin. It's only Mutu Letzarach Kohen, because just like the Kohen can use Truma Tahora, a Kohen can be Nene from Truma Tameya, Al Yedei Sreifa, and you can piggyback off of, because of Ner Lecha, Ner Lemeya, because this is really our Tosus. This is a Joshua Gemura of Hanashal Kilui. The Ran understands Hanashal Kili is only Nasmachta Darabara Nachidas Nisa Daraisa, and therefore, if you're going ahead and engaging in a harama to see to it that these Yisroom do not apply, is this a harama to circumvent a Din Daraisa or to circumvent a Din Darabara? That's the Chiddush, those few lines in the Ran. Narsugya. So if it's Kadesh Yid Behem Tocheles, that's harama and a Din Darabara that we would allow. The bottom line is, though, that in all honesty, when you do it and it doesn't become tevel, it's mutter even for Adam. No? Afil Adam namishari. But ama'arim kari. But what is driving the harama? If what's driving the harama is achilas Adam, that'll be aser. That'll be aser. And therefore, if Oshi is telling us ma'arim Adam, meaning that this is appropriate, it can only be appropriate because kadesh tehei behem tocheles. At the last point we'll have to see again is the Rashi. Matosis is kasha, but also very, very heavy. No? Rashi assumes the Chiddush that even after all this is done, Ruach Mriya Bayis, Achilas Keves Asura. No? So that doesn't help us. No? Our Gemara here says that Chacham Shemes, the Peros are Becheskes Misukonim, and you can eat it. Eat it means Achilas Adam. Oh, so here Rashi says, well, look, since that's the case, you know, and there is a Chazaka. Oh, so here we're going to assume that, you know what, that we can rely on the chazak when it comes to a din d'rabanan. Gabi yisid rabanan, samchinen aches kaschaver sheisran. So Tosa says, isn't that true here as well? If a person did bittul, and now we're only dealing with a din d'rabanan, why can't we rely on the chazaka? No, that's our whole sugya. what's true of Bedika is going to be true of this case of Cheskas Chaver. So I have to see the truth that Tosas gives. What exactly? Are there different types of Chazaka? In Achinami, is our Gemara only true where a person did not do Bittul? Right, so take a look. Right, at the top Tosas Kadei, and we did today, the next Tosas of Kadesha Deimah Uchadis.